What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Double Tap. We're on episode 17 now. Today is the first of the month, so it's time to wake up.
It's the first of the month.
See right. What I did there?
Hell yeah. Good job, man.
As always, I am, well, not always, not when I'm waking up in the morning, because I don't remember who I am when I wake up.
Sometimes you're Dr. Oh No.
I am Dr. Oh No.
Right.
This morning, okay, so this is just a little sidebar here. I was so sleepy this morning. I've been so much playing the fucking Trials of Osiris on Destiny that it's been like stuck in my head, like different strategies and shit. So while helping my wife get the kids out to school this morning, I kind of passed back out in the recliner chair that I was sitting in, and my son said something, and I was like, pick me up. I was like, yeah, can you revive me? And he was just like, what? And I was like, come pick me up. And in my mind, I'm like, I'm down playing the map that,
you know,
me and the crew I was playing or whatever. But he comes over, he's like, but he was still cute because, you know, he's a gamer kid.
Yeah.
So he comes up, he's like, sure. And he put one hand on my chest and he put another hand on my arm to like pull and pick me up. He's like, yeah, you're healed. And I was like, like, thanks, buddy. And my wife was like, did you just tell your son to revive you? Like, I need to go back to bed.
Like, yeah, that's geek speak for get me out the chair.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right,
so
right.
Anyway, that was my little adventure in waking up at super early in the morning.
Yeah, I mean, you're tired for one reason and I'm tired for another, so, you know.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm ready for bed, you're just getting out.
I'm not a morning person at all by nature.
Oh yeah, me neither. I don't know if I could do first shift or anything like that. I don't think that could be me. I say that now, but who knows, 10 years from now I could be getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Fuck
that. Walking the malls with all the grandmas.
I commend all of you that can get up that early and be ready to go, because I can't do it.
And with a smile on your face.
And with a smile on your face, or whatever it is you gotta do. But, yeah, so, as we were saying, Dr.
Yeah.
Oh No, as always, is my partner in crime.
Yeah, yep, you know me. It's the T-O-N-Y guy. I was trying to think of something clever on the top of my head. I couldn't, so that's what you get. It's just Tony the Gamer Guy. So, yeah. Yessert. So, Dave, we're in a new month, man.
We are in a new month.
I got some disappointing news for some Xbox fans. Remember that Pool Nation FX game that we got 2 months, or free 2 months ago? The Pool Nation FX. We got it free 2 months ago.
Yeah.
We can get it free last month. Guess what game we get free this month? So we get,
guess.
For the Xbox One, take a guess, Dave.
I'm going to say Leisure Suit Larry Magna Cum Laude Part 2.
I would rather take that. But no, we get Pool Nation FX and Massive Chalice for the Xbox One.
Man, they're really reaching deep into the repertoire of games that they have for this one, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, fucking A, dude. They're really struggling. I mean, there's not that many games, right?
Yeah, there's like
come on, there's
4 or 5 games.
Yeah. There's a ton of games, man.
I don't know. Microsoft, what can I say?
And then for your 360 guys, we might as well just say what games are coming out free since we're already talking about it. So 360, you're getting Just Cause 2 for the first half. Second half of the month, Thief. I bought the game on Steam like 3 years ago for $5.
Right.
However long ago. It wasn't even worth $5, so don't even bother downloading. It's not even worth a hard drive space. So,
yeah, it did.
And it was free on PlayStation 3 a while back, so.
Yeah, like a month or two ago.
And I didn't even bother downloading on that, so.
Nope. It did horrible. It had bad reviews.
Graphics look good on it. That's about it. At least on the PC end of it. I don't know for the consoles, so.
They look good. Like, I watched some of the live streams, and it looked good, but at the same time, it was just like, yeah, I think I'll just wait till a better game comes out.
Yeah. So, moving on to PlayStation Plus, for PS4, you get Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes.
I might actually try that.
Yeah.
I was reluctant to buy it because I don't want to pay money for not a full game. But, I mean, if it's going to be free now, why not?
So I got a confession to make for Metal Gear Solid. I had Metal Gear Solid 4, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Brand new, wrapped up, sitting on my shelf forever. Never even opened it. And then a friend of mine came over. He's like, oh, you got Metal Gear. And he's like, man, it's not even opened yet. I was like, dude, I'm never going to play it. Just you can have it, bro. So I gave it to my dude I work with. So
what?
Yeah, I never got around to playing it. It's just because I know like those games take a lot of time, and it's just I had other games I wanted to play.
What the hell's wrong with you?
So now it's like, I don't know. Can I hop into Ground Zeroes but not knowing what happened in 4?
You should be able to, because this is backtracking. This is going back to Big Boss, which is one of the reasons why I wasn't really interested in it, because, you know, I don't know how
it's another origins kind of story.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's another prequel, basically. Gotcha. When this series has already had a bunch of prequels. So, like Peace Walker and Metal Gear 3, which Metal Gear 3 was great. Don't get me wrong. I love Metal Gear 3, but like going back again to another point in Big Boss's life where, you know, at the end of Metal Gear 4, I don't want to give too much away, but that, you know, the whole Big Boss thing has been resolved.
Right.
So, and to me, Metal Gear 4 was probably the best one in the series, but I'd rather play more Solid Snake. So, but that's just me. I mean, a true fan of the series is going to want to play it regardless.
Right, so right.
I guess I won't put myself in the category as a true fan, but I am a fan.
Yeah, you still play the game, so.
I really did. I've played all the, like, the PlayStation 1, even the VR missions, and,
Yeah, I played the VR missions. I played the first one. I bought the, they did the HD remake or whatever for, PlayStation Vita. They had, Metal Gear Solid, I think it was 1 and 2, or 2 and 3, maybe, whatever it was. And I started playing that one. And I couldn't remember the controls, and I just gave up. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna play something else.
Well, the GameCube remake, the Twin Snakes, that was really good.
Oh yeah.
Because they added a first person mode on that, like where kinda like in GTA 5, where the old Metal Gear was only like a top down kind of view. In this one you could like switch, you know, on the fly, like when you're aiming. So you could get more like precise shots and get headshots and get all that stuff. So they did a really good job.
Nice.
But another thing that just kind of threw me off was that David Hayter has always done the voice of Snake, regardless of whether it was Big Boss Snake or, you know, Solid Snake. And this time around, it's Kiefer Sutherland, which, you know, I like Kiefer Sutherland and he does a good job. And, you know, I think he did a good job in the role, but it's not the same for me.
Right.
So, I don't know. I'm just too picky. Plus, like I said, prequel, they've done enough of them. Don't really care. And I know that they were supposed to have killed Solid Snake in the end of part 4, but they didn't really confirm his death, so I'm one of those fanboys that's always like, well, you didn't see it happen, so technically it didn't happen.
If I'm not mistaken, I remember hearing on one of the other podcasts I listened to, they were talking about that in particular, and one of the writers or someone that has something to do with the game tweeted something out saying, yeah, he's really dead or something.
It was Hideo. Hideo was the one who said that he wanted this to be
Solid Snake's final adventure. Yeah.
Yeah. But then he also said at that point in time that was going to be his last Metal Gear ever, and here we are.
Right.
So, I mean, and then, again, here we are with the departure of him from Konami and taking his whole team with him and all that jazz. So.
Right.
But, yeah. Anyway, I might give it a shot, but as far as getting the rest of the game, the Phantom Pain or whatever, I doubt I'll pick that up.
Right.
But what else we got for the PS4 side?
I was just refreshing my page here. You're going to get... Hold on. Actually, I pulled up the wrong page. Let me flip back. What the hell are you doing there, buddy? Skulls of Shogun Bonafide Edition. Any clue what that is? That's why I was trying to look that one up real quick before we started talking about it, but I'm not sure what that game is. Then you get another one. I don't know if this one's out yet, but it says Super Exploding Zoo, but it's going to be free with PlayStation Plus whenever it does come out.
Is Matt Damon in that?
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon. We bought a Super Exploding Zoo?
Yeah, yep.
Nice.
And man, I wish I could read, but I'm gonna attempt to. This one is Futuridium EP Deluxe. So yeah, another good game, sure.
I'm sure it's swell.
And this game I know is on PS3, that Call of Juarez or Juarez, however you say it, Dave.
Juarez.
Thank you, sir.
Game gringos.
You're right. that game I've never played. I think I want to check it out, though. I like Red Dead. Just watching the clip of it makes me think of Red Dead, so I'm probably going to be disappointed because it's not Red Dead.
I've heard mixed reviews about it. I've heard some people say it was good. I've heard some people say it was mediocre. I've heard some people say it sucked completely. But it was out in 2006, so... Well, that's when it was first released. It was 2006. And back then, it looked like it was only on 360.
Oh, yeah?
That can't be right. No, it was on the PS3, too.
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
This source is horrible. Thanks, Wikipedia.
And then also, one other game, I think it's on the PS3, is the Cloudbear Kingdom. I never played it. Don't know what it's about. I bet it's about clouds, strawberries, and a kingdom.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Yep. And then they got probably unicorns and stuff in there.
Laser unicorns?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is not really game related, but there was a fighting arcade machine in this thing. So I don't know how many people were, if you, Tony, have even heard of this, this fan movie. Well, it's not a fan movie, but it's a movie that was like super low budget, and it had this Kickstarter campaign that was semi-successful called Kung Fury.
Yes, they have that. They actually got featured on Steam. I watched it. Dude, that looks pretty funny, dude. Where they back travel.
They released the full 30 minute, like all they were able to get enough for was 30 minutes.
Right.
And it was just amazing. Like, it was so 80s and so...
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I can't even use proper words to describe it. But I watched it.
Yeah.
And it was just so, like, okay. At one point in time, the main character, Kung Fury, he goes...
He's a renegade cop, right?
No, he's not even really a renegade cop. He's just like this badass.
Yeah.
And he goes back in time. I'm not going to tell you... I'm not going to say why he's going back in time. But he goes too far back in time.
Yeah. I watched it too, so yeah.
And the first thing that happens was, like, the device that he was using to surf through time...
Yeah.
Gets blown up by a laser raptor. And he's just there and he goes, fuck, laser raptors. I must have traveled too far back in time. Okay, so laser raptors are going too far back in time. Alright. Then all of a sudden, this laser raptor gets capped in the throat by a giant wolf riding, like, Norse chick with a chain gun.
Yeah, yep. And she ends up being like a sidekick.
Yeah, sort of. She's like, what year is this? And she's like, it's the age of the Viking, as she's holding a giant minigun. I'm like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. So, yeah, it looks good, man.
That's just a small part of Kung Fury. If you guys haven't seen that, go check that shit out. You'll get a great laugh. And it's actually just a good time to watch, because there's also some, like, really cool-looking fight parts in there, and it's super gory at times. And the one thing they didn't include in this that every 80s action movie had was boobies. Just go ahead and say it. They didn't have no boobies, but it didn't need it. It was just one of those things where it was just like a fun thing to watch. It had a few F-bombs here and there, and a Triceracop. Just, I'm not going to say anything else. Just
I think they're trying to kickstart that to turn into a game because that's on Steam, which Steam is a computer thing. And they had, that's where I found it and watched what they had there.
I know that they said that they were wanting to try to turn it into a series.
So, yeah, that'd be kind of neat to see what comes out about it. Yeah. So I followed it on my Steam because on Steam you can follow a game and it'll give you updates and whatnot about it. So.
And even David Hasselhoff did a theme song for the movie.
Oh, yeah.
So, and it which plays at the end of the movie.
Nice.
So, and it's funny because at one point when he's driving his car, you know how Knight Rider, that David Hasselhoff used to have that car, you know, in the show with a computer and to talk to him or whatever. Well,
Kip or whatever the fuck its name was.
Yeah, Kip, yeah.
Yeah.
In this. In this, Kung Fury is like, it shows the part where he's driving, he's like, he calls it the Hoff 9000.
Yeah.
It's a small digital picture of David Hasselhoff, and he's like, Hoff, open the door. And the Hoff is like, I cannot do that, Kung Fury. And he's like, Hoff, open the goddamn door. He's like, Kung Fury, did anyone ever tell you not to hassle the Hoff 9000? And he's like, oh, Hoff, you're a card. It's just like, this is so stupid, but at the same time, it was like you couldn't help but laugh at it.
Right.
Oh, but anyway.
That's nice. Yeah. Very nice.
So, Kung Fury, pick the shit up.
That's kind of funny, because I just checked that out, too, a couple days. So, yeah, they definitely got the 80s vibe to it. So, yeah, I agree with
you. There's even parts in there where it looked like you were watching a VHS, and it was like
absolutely.
To back in. Yeah, it was pretty cool. I liked it. I know my one buddy, Mylan, he loves the hell out of 80s movies, which is, you know, most of us do that grew up in that era. And he was just like, this is great. I want to buy the soundtrack. Do they have a soundtrack? There needs to be a soundtrack. You need to calm down, bro.
Right, right.
That's all good, though. But anyway, moving back on to actual game-related stuff.
You know what, man? It seems like it's been a while since recording. Dave, what games have you been playing, man? We skipped what's in the box. I know you talked a little bit about playing Destiny and doing your Trials of Osiris or whatever it was called. What other game? You played anything else?
A small amount more of Guacamelee.
Oh, right on.
That's really about it, dude. That and Destiny, man. I was waiting so long for that House of Wolves the DLC to drop. And then once I got into it, it was cool. Like, the idea for it is cool. Like, they have an arena, and, you know, you and a team of three buddies or two buddies making a total team of three can go in, and it's kind of like a small horde mode, almost.
Nice.
Like, each round is comprised of three waves, and each wave can have a different objective to it. Like, in the harder levels, there's a part where you have these mines that pop up, and you have to defuse them by, like, standing on them, like how you play Capture the Flag or Domination or whatever. You would stand under these mines and defuse them, and if you don't, you die instantly. But the problem is all the enemies on the map are going to come at you to try to kill you, and let's say there's also, like, a burn where a particular elemental kind of damage, like whether it be, like, electric or fire or void or whatever, enhances your weapons. Well, some of the enemies on the map also have that advantage too, because it's like arc burn is, you know, electric damage. So if it's arc burn for you, it's arc burn for them as well. So if they use arc based weapons and you're sitting here trying to defuse his mine, they can kill you in like two hits.
Oh, jeez.
So it gets pretty challenging. It gets pretty rough. The boss on the very hardest, on the level 35, Prisoner of Elders, that's the name of the arena, is Prison of Elders, sorry. I'm still waking up a little bit, sorry guys.
No, you're fine.
I probably sound like a drunk person slurring all my shit this morning, because that's just how I am when I sleep. I don't know what it's like to be drunk, because I've never drank, but I've watched enough people to get drunk to realize what it feels like. So there's the arena is called Prison of Elders, and the highest level is 35, and the last part on that, me and a couple guys got to, but on that they did have the arc burn, and every enemy in that map had arc damage. So, like, all their stuff was, like, quadrupled, and all our stuff was, like, only doubled.
Yeah.
And it's just because the reason why they're so much stronger is because the highest the level cap right now is only 34. So they're a whole level above you being at 35, plus their weapons are enhanced.
Oh, jeez. So
it got to the point where we're like, all right, you know what? We're just going to wait till the refresh on Tuesday to go back into it, and hopefully they have something more advantageous, like a void burn or even a solar burn, because that would be nice, and then we'll go back into it.
Nice.
As of right now, we had to just let it be because either one of us wasn't up to par, like weapon-wise, or we just wasn't there level-wise. So this is one of those things where Destiny is like, you have to really strategize and really get your shit together in order to succeed at whatever you're doing. And like I was talking about earlier, the Trials of Osiris, that's probably the hardest thing so far, only because the only people that are ever going to get fully rewarded for doing the Trials are people that are really good at PvP.
Oh, gotcha.
And by really good, I mean fucking hackers. So, I swear to God, it seems to be like, okay, every time I tried to play Trials of Osiris and I had a team together, it seemed to be like once we got like 3 wins in, we just got shoved into a lobby where everybody had aimbot and everybody's weapons did more damage than the ones that we have, even though we had the exact same weapons. Or it just, it's not one of those things where like I'm complaining because I lost. If I get a loss, fine, I accept it. I get my ass kicked every, you know, once in a while, and that's not a problem. But the thing is, like, if I'm using the same gun as you, but you kill me in one hit, that's not a headshot, I'm gonna complain about it.
Right.
You know? So, you know, it just kind of runs into like old Call of Duty problems where you get these like lag switchers and hackers or whatever in the lobby. They dick you just to dick you because they're assholes. So, I feel like it's not really fair. I don't think it was a good idea for Bungie to, cause there's a secret area you could get to. If you win 9 matches in a row without losing a single match, you get to go to a hidden area on Mercury, which is a previously unexplored place altogether. Like, it's not even on the map for Destiny.
Right.
Because normally it's just Mars, Earth, Venus, and the Moon, and now the Reef. But if you win all 9 matches in the Trials without losing, it's called getting a flawless run, you get to go to another social place called... I can't remember what it's called, but it's on Mercury, which is a planet that's not even on your map. So I think it's not really fair because you clearly have people who are not going to be good at PvP.
Right.
You know, so they're never going to get to go there. That's not fair. They paid $60 and they paid for the season pass.
Well, they can just pay another $10 and eventually like get there.
I feel like, seriously, you know, it's...
Go to Fiverr.com. Someone will have a... I'll get you to that place. You pay me for it.
I'm pretty sure, dude, that somebody would, you know, scam like that. But at the same time, I feel like you should be able to get there one way or another. At least have, like, another option to get there. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But because there's just people who can excel at PvE and suck horribly at PvP, or vice versa.
Or some people just don't want to do PvP. Like, they just rather play PvE.
Some people just want to do, you know, PvE and that's it, which is fine. So that kind of penalizes them. And for me, it feels like it's unfair because it makes your customers lose out on money that they gave you.
Right.
So if you're not getting the full experience just because you choose not to engage in other people, like, you know, in PvP, that's not fair because you're just not that kind of player. You're just not that kind of gamer where you just don't like to play competitively.
Right.
You know, and there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, I'm sure they could argue, well, that's your choice, not ours, da da da. Yeah, but then you could have at least given another option to get all the same kind of stuff that everyone else who does play that way is getting because they're either that good or because they know how to cheat the system.
Right.
So it's just, I feel like that's one of the things that went horribly wrong with this. I appreciate what they were doing with the PvP stuff and making you kind of get outside of your comfort box and go, do new stuff, basically.
Right.
But at the same time, like, you're never going to get that new shit. You're never going to get, like, the tightest stuff that's on there because you're never going to do a flawless run.
Right.
So, and there's a lot of people that I play with that, you know, feel that way that, oh, I'm never going to get there until it starts getting boring and people stop doing it and da-da-da-da-da, which, you know, sucks because it shouldn't have to feel that way, but... I would say overall this DLC is probably, I want to say like 6 out of 10.
Oh, just, gotcha.
You know what I mean? Just because it's like, yeah, it's cool and everything, but the problem is like, you can only get on 3-man teams, and by the time like the average Joe like me, I work second shift. So by the time I get home and I want to try this out and get into a team, everybody's done it already all day long.
Yeah. You
know? Or when I get home, everybody's already got their teams and they don't want to separate and they don't want to help you out and da da da. Da. This is like, this is really mundane and really kind of like almost discerning to the point where you don't even care to do it anymore.
Right.
So. But there's that.
You're ready for the new game.
I really am. Freaking Arkham Knight can't get here fast enough.
Right. We got a couple weeks yet.
I was going to try The Witcher, but it's just with all the bugs and everything that I've seen so far and the way it kind of plays out, I'm not 100% sure I want to get it. Of course, then again, I never did play Skyrim, and people say it's comparable to Skyrim, but I mean, I don't know. What are your feelings? Like, first of all, I'm going to ask you what you've been playing, and then you can go into how you feel about The Witcher.
Right, right. See, I've been playing a lot of Mortal Kombat X. Love that game, man. I picked it up on a deal for the PC. I got it for $15. I couldn't pass it up. I'm like, $15. Even though I'm not a PC gamer, I'm like, you know, I got my Xbox One controller. I can hook right up to the PC. Did it that way. Played it. It was a lot of fun, man.
So
I think looking at the time I've got into it, I've got almost 50 hours into it already.
Nice.
So
now you say you're on PC. So are you having problems with people taking advantage of the PC usage on there?
Oh yeah, you got people that, because you can use a keyboard. And some people have those fancy keyboards where you can program macros into your keyboard, and so you can hit one button and it'll do a chain of combos and all that. So knowing that, just keep that in mind when you play online and you see someone that's doing some badass shit without hesitation. I mean, you can tell when someone's using a controller because their character kind of hesitates sometimes, and then granted, I'm sure there's some people that are kick-ass with a controller, don't get me wrong, or a fight stick, whatever they're using, but I mean, I was in a match where this person literally, I never touched the ground. Like, they whooped my ass that bad, I never hit the ground. I was like, there's no way. It's just like, I know you're using a keyboard, and I know you're using macros, because the timing was perfect for everything, and there's no way you're using a controller, because you didn't fuck up once. You know, that was just fucking, maybe it was badass, but it fucking pissed me the fuck off, you know, at the same time.
Ultra!
I mean, it's badass to see it. But right. You're not badass because you did it. All you did was hit one fucking button. You know, that doesn't make you good at the game. Just programmed your keyboard right. That's all.
Then they're going to argue, yeah, but it took skill to program the key.
You know, so I kind of wish there was a way, maybe if they had a way to search for people that play with controller. But even then, I'm sure someone would find a hack around it or something. Being on PC, but it's still a hell of a lot of fun to play, even if you only play against the PC. There's so many different towers you can do. They have different challenges. Like, I was going through one of the premium towers, and like, it flips the screen upside down, inverts your controls, and throws so many different things at you. You got to get used to. So, yeah, I've been having a lot of fun. I got the they have achievements on Steam, just like they do on PlayStation and Xbox. So I got the achievement for doing all the fatalities, doing all the x-rays. I think I got 60 or 70% of the trophies already, or achievements, nice. Whatever they call it on Steam. Nice. So, but yeah, it's a fun game.
You go, boy.
And then other than that, I re-downloaded How to Survive on the PC and The Witcher 2, because I was going to go back to The Witcher 2 and finish it, because I know I'm about 60 or 70% way through the storyline on that. Because I want to play Witcher 3 because I liked Witcher 2. I really did like Witcher 2. It was a long game, and I just kind of, some other games came out and I was like, okay, I'll get back to it. And I just never got back to it.
Till now.
But yeah, that's really all I've been playing.
Now, I'm not 100% sure on this.
Excuse me.
Only because I didn't play the second one, but I saw that trailer that you showed me.
Yeah.
And I want to say that character is cameoed in The Witcher 3.
The one that was doing the assassination?
Yeah, the bald-headed guy.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if he is.
Only because I saw someone streaming, and it looked like he was either... He had, like, a card. Like, I guess there's some kind of card game in the game you could play. And he had a card with that guy on it. And then I saw another stream where I could have sworn I seen somebody... I can't remember if it was the main character himself or, like, an NPC talking to that same guy.
Gotcha.
So... I wouldn't be surprised once you finish part two and then get into three, I wouldn't be surprised if you saw that guy in there at some point.
Yeah, see, so far on this, I'm going to go spoil a little bit of spoil the story for part two, for Witcher 2. That guy that he's referring to is the guy when you're watching the opening credits and he's assassinating the king. I don't know what his name is because I haven't played the game in a while, but you start out playing and you're trying to track this guy down because... is it Gerald? I can't think of the name, main guy's name.
Yeah, Gerald, yeah.
Sure. Him. They think that he assassinated the king. So you're actually trying to hunt this guy down, and you actually run into him, and because you got some form of like amnesia, you don't remember anything, and he tells you that you two were working together. And you kind of don't know, like, if it's true or not. And that's like kind of, like, where I ended up. Like, the last thing I got to. So I'm, like, I really want to finish the story because it's, like, kind of I had a cliffhanger. Like, did I know what was going on? Why were we killing these kings and stuff? Because there's, like, three or four kings that have been assassinated. So, but, yeah, it's a kind of a, it was a really good story, actually. And, like, as you can see, the graphics are amazing on for the Witcher 2, so I can imagine what Witcher 3 graphics look like.
They're pretty good. You know, just watching some of the things that I saw in the streams, it looks good, with the exception of, like, some of the things look a little too cartoony, almost. Like, some of the gear and some of the characters. Pardon me, sorry. Good lord. man. But yeah, it just some of it looked a little out of place with itself.
Gotcha.
If that makes any sense. Because, like, the background of the world, it looks great. But, like, some of the things that are going on, you know, where you are, it's just like, why is that a thing? Like, why is this pink here? So, but I watched this one.
And I almost wonder if that's something that people maybe... can customize. Maybe they're customizing their gear to look that way or something, you know, because a lot of RPGs you can customize your characters to look a certain way, even your gear maybe. So I don't know,
but either way, I have been hearing lots of things of, like, different bugs and whatnot in the game that aren't customized.
Right.
I saw this video where this guy went into a brothel.
Yeah,
he's trying to get it on. And all of a sudden, in the cutscene, it shows just the main guy's head.
Yeah.
Like, his body wasn't there. It was just his head floating. And then, like, it floated toward, like, the bed, and it turned around. And then it showed, like, basically he was getting pushed on the bed, but the whole time all you could see is the head. Then the next thing you know is, like, the rest of his body is in the middle of the bed. So, like,
it's like just falling through it or something.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's just like standing there, like that painting or that picture that Da Vinci did of, you know, the man or whatever. And it's just standing there with its arms out. Then all of a sudden, the naked torso of the hooker is, like, right next to it, and there's no head. It's just freaking weird. Like,
disturbing.
Yeah, it's like disturbing. It's just like, okay, he's just trying to, you know, get a little action.
You're like, can't jerk off to this.
Right. Definitely can't. I mean, if you can, more props to you for pushing through, but hey.
Right.
It's a little weird. But then the bug continued after he had left, because he walked outside and, like, his head or his face wasn't inside of his head where his hair was, and then his weapons were floating off of his body. It was just weird.
Yeah.
And people have been telling me, oh, that's common. That's a common thing. What? Why is that a common thing? That shouldn't be happening.
Right. Like,
what sorcery is this?
Right. Paid $60 for the game. You shouldn't have to have, you know, right. that kind of graphical issues and stuff. But then again, you know.
Unity.
Right. Oh, man. Those faces were disturbing. You seen those faces without skin and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's something you see on Bioshock. Like on purpose.
Yeah, it's programmed in there. But yeah, so stuff like that, that's kind of a game, that's kind of a deal breaker for me, because like, if I get it, I want it to be completely smoothed out, and I don't want there to be any problems, because people have been like, oh yeah, there have been save problems too, because I've gotten so far, and then it like bugged out on me, and I got stuck in a rock, or my horse and I were one, and it was just like, oh, okay, and they had to backtrack like 4 hours just to get to where they were, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a good thing to lose your save progress. That really stinks, especially when it's a 60-hour RPG or however long The Witcher 3 is, you know.
Oh, hell, one of my buddies said he's got, like, over 200 hours in it.
Already?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
It's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah. That kid needs a life.
Could he? He asked with hope in his voice.
Right.
But anyway.
But speaking of games with bugs in them, I got to grab you with this one. Fallout 4, if that game comes out, you buying it right when it comes out?
Of course.
You know it's going to have bugs in it, right?
You know it's going to have bugs in it, but it's fucking Fallout 4.
But it'd be worth it.
It'd be, I mean, that's what everybody's saying about The Witcher.
So you're a hypocrite because I'm the same way. I'm the same way, though. It's like certain games I'll buy. If it has bugs in it. Other games, no.
Here's the thing, though. When is the last time Bethesda had a game that was really buggy?
The last one they came out with.
Which was
Dishonored.
What? Oh, that was right. That was theirs.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that was like...
I don't know. Was The Evil Within have any issues? Did they have any issues with that one? Published it. I don't know if they... I don't know who...
Not that I can think of. I mean, all the things that were fucked up in the game were supposed to be in the game.
Right. Hell yeah. So,
like the giant rooms full with nothing but AIDS and body parts and blood and all, nice. You know, all that stuff was supposed to be there.
Hell yeah.
There wasn't any time that I was...
Now, don't get me wrong. Dishonored, I bought that game right when it came out, and it was hella worth it.
See, that's what everybody's saying about The Witcher, but... I think the difference lies in where it's like you notice a bug where it's something where like
but to like for you though, The Witcher is going to be your first time into a series, as to where like a Fallout 4 comes out, you've already played the series, so it's
right.
So it's more you're already invested in that series, so you kind of know what bugs to expect anyways. Where Witcher 3, it's like you have no ties to the series anyways, so right. You're not really going to miss anything if you don't play it.
Okay, so playing The Witcher 2, did you ever come into a time where your character just didn't have any animation, but you were still moving around?
No, nope.
See, that's the kind of stuff that was going on in this one.
And it could have been because, you know, I bought Witcher 2 a couple years back, so they probably already had everything patched and fixed. And, you know, I had never heard of The Witcher until they announced Witcher 3, so. But, yeah.
But yeah, the bugs in this the streams and stuff that I was watching was just like out of hand. Like almost worse than Assassin's Creed stuff that I had seen, you know, on the internet or whatever.
Yeah.
Like skinless faces and shit. Like that's just creepy and that's just weird. But I was watching a live stream that my friend who said he had the 200 hours, and he came into this tavern, and or it was not like a tavern, it was like a shop or whatever, and It was a thing again where like the NPC had no body, or no, he had no legs. It was just an upper torso.
I have no legs.
Yeah, he said he had no legs. And, he literally rendered so slow that finally when the guy did have the legs, like there were still things that were rendering in the background that were like supposed to be on the shop shelves, like bottles or whatever, and you could see them pixelating. It was just like, okay, this is just really weird. And he's like, oh, that's just a common occurrence. Don't worry, you know, it's still totally worth it. And I'm like, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it's a good game.
Yeah, that doesn't really sound like a bug. That sounds more like a hardware problem if it's not rendering fast enough, you know what I mean? Was he playing on like Xbox or PlayStation?
Yes.
If he's playing on a PC, you know, I could see maybe not having a high enough spec PC for it. You know what I mean? If you have your computer keep up with rendering and all that stuff. That's all graphical. Was he streaming from his PS4 at the same time? Yeah. So it's probably taking up a lot of your RAM because he's streaming. Yeah, they get all that too at the same time. So
yeah,
that's probably what I bet if he wasn't streaming, he probably would have a little bit quicker on the rendering and shit.
I don't know, man.
Just speculation. So I wouldn't really put that one on the game developer. I wouldn't knock him for that. You know what I mean? Because it's not their fault. Because it's still loaded, right? I mean, otherwise you're gonna have a loading screen.
They did have a loading screen.
Yeah. So,
I mean,
it's not uncommon to have a loading screen, but still, it would have been an extra long loading screen.
When it comes to something like Fallout 4, though, I've been waiting for it for so long that if it's got minor bugs, I can get past it.
Right.
As long as it's not like a game-breaking bug, where it loses
your save.
Yeah, exactly. And that's one of the things I was talking about. Like, those are the kind of
things. Yeah, that's a big bug. That's a big knock against them.
Yeah, and I heard some horror stories from Skyrim about that kind of stuff, too. So, that's just one of the things where I wouldn't give it, you know, any chance until they flesh that stuff out, because I don't want to be so far in and get something really, really cool and then just lose it in an instant and then have to go back and try to get it again.
Yeah. So, just real quick on the Skyrim thing, like when I was talking about your processor taking too much power, the Skyrim was almost unplayable on PlayStation 3 because of the way they had to program it.
Yeah.
Because they set aside half of your processor for graphics and the other half's going to be for your game. And with Xbox, they had it to where they can control whatever the game design. So they can lighten up your graphics so it's not as good graphically, but give you more power for your game. And that's why like you could play it on Xbox, it'd play okay, but on PlayStation it was having issues, and Bethesda was having issues with PlayStation and couldn't get it figured out how to program it for it. So a lot of people think that Fallout 4, in order to kind of give back to PlayStation gamers, that they're going to be some kind of timed exclusive on PlayStation 4. So for one of my E3 predictions, I'm going to say, how about Fallout 4 being 30 days exclusive to PlayStation? Wouldn't that be awesome?
30 days, that's it?
Like, hey, we're sorry. Oh yeah, I don't see them doing anything more than that. Unless PlayStation's shelling out some money, you know what I mean?
I don't see why they wouldn't.
Oh yeah.
Whatever money they shell out to make it longer exclusive, or, you know, a longer exclusive window, they're going to get that back in sales. Like, no problem.
Oh, right. But see, the one thing, though, is I don't see why they would need to. If they get it 30 days anyways, and they're already killing it right now, they're already outselling Xbox right now anyways.
True.
So a majority of people already have PlayStation. So the more likely they're going to buy it on PlayStation 4 anyways. So I would just assume that it's just going to help them out, just making a 30-day exclusive on there.
I just feel like a 30-day wait isn't too horrible. You know what I mean? Because people will be like, oh, yeah, we've been waiting this long. You know, another 30 days isn't going to be no big deal, whatever. But if you push it back even further, they're going to be like, fuck this, I have to have it. I'm going out and get a PS4 right now.
Right.
I'm about to get the shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, because it's supply and demand, you know? If Microsoft ain't going to have it, but you got fans of the series that really, 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 really want it, and you make it really, you know, if you make it so hard to have that people do anything to go get it, they'll shell out that money and get themselves a PS4.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like if you look at like the holiday sales and stuff like that, when stores are like, oh, we're only going to have this many, and people were buying like two or three of them and selling the rest of them on eBay for like thousands of dollars.
Right.
People were dumb enough to do that shit. Like, people were dumb enough to go buy it. Like, a new PS4 for, like, $3,000.
Yeah, when it's that's only crazy. Worth
$400.
Yep.
So, but it just goes to show that people will do anything they want, or do anything they can to get what they want.
Yeah, and I could see, you know, like you said, if you push it out longer, it's just, you know, you're more likely to get more sales that way, too. And I could see, too, if you're an Xbox person and that's your game, you could be like, you know what? Sorry, but I got to trade you in.
Yep.
We've had good times. We've had bad times.
more bad than good.
Time to go.
Yep.
So, yeah, buddy.
But that's the same reason people come back to the Xbox too, is because they still have Halo and they have Gears of War and, you know, things like that, and that's why they don't leave, because that's their shit, you know.
Yeah, and their Forza games not to be shrugged off too. I mean, I'm not a racing kind of guy though, but I hear lots of positive things about Forza. So,
yeah, I'm not a racer either. I mean, the last racing game I ever enjoyed was Need for Speed Hot Pursuit back on the PS2.
I say the last game I really played racing that I got into was Gran Turismo 2. Doesn't get any better than that, dude.
I like driving in games like Watch Dogs or Grand Theft Auto, but racing, I'm not so much of a fan of.
All right, Dave. So I got some. There's not too much going on in the news, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a couple things we can talk about, and then
lay it on me, daddy.
First thing, I just mentioned this one. This one's not really worth talking about, but the Silent Hills thing that was rumored to be an Xbox One exclusive. Yeah. Turns out not true. Phil Spencer came out on Twitter and said, no, it's not happening. Kind of sucks that the game's not coming back. It doesn't really matter, you know. I'd like it to come back on all consoles or whatever. Fuck Konami, just let it come out on whatever.
I want to know who the hell starts these rumors. Like, where the hell they come from to the point where they become prevalent enough for an official spokesperson to be like, it's not true. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You can say shit all day long as a regular person, but you have to be somebody somewhat important enough somewhere to start a rumor that gets canceled by a bigwig. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that the Phil Spencer, the head of Xbox, goes out on Twitter and says, no, it's not true.
Right. It's like you hear rumors every day. Like, oh yeah, fucking Sasquatch was in my woods last night. You know?
Yeah. But
that's not anything that anybody, you know, the Hunting and Gaming Commission is not going to come out and be like, that's not true. Sasquatch shows there. He usually only shows up in the summer. You know what I mean? Like, they're not going to come out just because one jackass said something. So I want to know who the hell starts this stuff and then gets it canceled by the head of Microsoft.
And you got to give them credit, too, because, you know, a story like that's got to give you some kind of, you know, someone might be like, oh, you know what? I'm going to go buy an Xbox if that's true, you know. Right, and for him to come out and say, no, it's not true, you know, they got to give him some credit, you know, looking out for the gamers, be like, no, you know, I wish it was, but it's not true, you know, kind of thing. So,
right.
So that's kind of kudos to him.
Yeah, that guy sounds like he's legit.
Yeah.
They need more people that's going to be more on the up and up with the consumer, because we take whatever we hear and see at face value.
Right.
Because we don't, you know, the regular consumer doesn't have any insider information like that.
Now, so speaking of, like, man, you hit something. I got another news article in there. You said value, okay?
Yeah.
So for value here, you got your Xbox One controller, $60. Not complete, okay? It's not complete in my book. You still need batteries. Even though it comes packed with two Duracells or two Energizer batteries, whatever the hell it comes with, then you have your PlayStation 4 controller. It's complete. I don't remember if it comes with a sync cable. I don't think it comes with a sync cable, but almost everything uses the same charger port that a PlayStation 4 controller does now. Like, yeah, the new Samsungs, all those phones.
They do come with one. They're just kind of short.
Okay, right on. So it comes complete. You're good to go. Plug it in, charge it, play, dies, charge it, play, whatever. And if you're a true gamer, you have two of them. You have one charging while you're playing with the other one, switching back and forth. Xbox One, on the other hand, $60 gets you your controller. I need to get rechargeable battery pack. Looking at another $25, right?
Right.
Oh, I want to use my headset. Right now, with the controller they have, you have to buy the proprietary headset adapter. And it comes with, and that headset adapter has a 2.5 millimeter. Then you have to add a 3.5 adapter to it to use a normal headset. It's all included. That's another $25.
Right.
So I have $100 in an Xbox One controller. For one.
Just a controller.
For one.
Yeah.
So I was excited. They redesigned it. They added a 3.5 millimeter jack for the headphones. Hell yeah. That's fucking awesome. About time. Okay, you spent all that time redesigning the controller. Did you throw rechargeable batteries in that bitch? Nah, bruh. fuck you. Keep buying batteries. Buy the battery pack. Spend another $25.
See, this is like when I was working way back in the day at Best Buy. When PS3 and Xbox 360 first came out. PS3 was like $600 when it first came out. But the way that I would make sure that I would get the sales for it was I would let everybody know that when you're buying your PS3, you're buying a complete console with all kinds of things in it that the Xbox is going to charge you separately for. So at the end of the day, you're going to be spending the same exact amount, if not more.
Right.
Than what you're getting with your PS3 complete package, because the PS3, it had an internal fan, it had the Wi-Fi built in, it had, you know, the original version, which is the one I still rock, had the 4 ports, and it's got an exchangeable, you know, hard drive. It's got so many features to it, but people just didn't want to pay the $600. Whereas the 360, it did not have Wi-Fi. Hard drives were still exchangeable and everything, but they were so weak that it was like you had to keep buying more unless you just bought a giant one from the outset. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like I had somebody that was like, oh, yeah, I got a 4-gig Xbox 360. What? 4?
Yeah.
4 gigs? What the hell? So it's just like, okay, well, you enjoy your first half of your game.
Right.
I'll let you know how the rest of it goes, you know? But and then you got the controllers, where on the PS3, internal battery, you know?
Oh, right,
that was,
yeah.
That was the first thing that it was just like, oh, sweet, you don't have to buy batteries for your controllers. Xbox 360, or yeah, you're gonna require to buy double A's. And,
or buy the battery pack, and then...
Right, or buy the battery pack, and da-da-da-da-da. But it's just like, that's more external shit that you're going to have to buy. Dude, I've always felt like the Microsoft does not care about their consumers.
Right.
And that they do everything they can to get more money out of everything. And that's like I said before, yes, they're, you know, Nintendo, Sony, Microsoft, they're all companies at the end of the day trying to get that money.
Right.
You know, everybody's trying to
Yeah,
live.
They got
to
be profitable. You know.
Exactly. They don't have to be dicks about how they get their profit. As a fan of, you know, maybe their brand of games, or as a consumer where you're just trying to enjoy a particular brand, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. You like what you like, and that's fine. But I've never felt like I wanted to support a company that nickels and dimes you and then charges you, you know, an asinine amount for something that another company has already given you. And it's just like, hey, come over here. We have warm cookies and milk. We'll treat you right.
Yeah.
You know, that's just how I feel about it. And then the whole, when they did their whole Xbox One debacle where they were like, we're going to make it always on with the camera. There's nothing you can do about it. I'm sorry, baby. We didn't mean that. Please come back. We're going to make it just like the other system. We promise.
Right.
Except for the fact that our controllers still require batteries and you have no headphone jack. And that, or not no headphone jack, but you know,
yeah,
the smaller size or whatever it was, the Xbox brand only jack or whatever.
Yeah, you had to buy the proprietary adapter.
Proprietary. Yeah,
man, I feel like we've been ranting forever.
Yeah, I know.
It's just like, fucking do it right. If you're gonna redesign it, do it. Think about everything. Like, if you're gonna actually spend the time to redesign the controller. I don't even care if you add like $5 onto it. You know, if you throw rechargeable batteries on it, even though you could do it and not add mark up the price, just as a, you know, I don't know what you want to call it, a courtesy. Thank you. Throw it in there and then fucking take care of your customer once, you know.
And two, don't make it seem like it's going to be such a big fucking thing.
Yeah.
They're like trying to keep it under wraps and make it sound like it was going to be, oh, here comes the new redesign. And it's just a fucking port. It's like, okay, well, that's stupid. No one cares about that. I mean, yeah, it's a nice option, but by now everybody's got the proprietary stuff for the, you know, the headsets or whatever, because everybody figures that you can't get anything other than an Xbox headset for it anyway.
So that's going to do it for this episode, man. We got to wrap this shit up. We've been talking on and off forever. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com, The Real Double Tap. You know, we're going to post whatever we're doing on there. So, you know, whether it's YouTube, Twitch, anything, we're going to link it in there. Check us out there. Dave, you know the drill, Dave. What do you do when you see a zombie, Dave?
Well, whenever you see a horde of zombies.
Yeah.
Or you come across that final boss that's pissing you off, and you finally get that last shot in there.
Yeah, you better make sure you know what you got to do to that motherfucker. What do we do to him?
You got to double
tap. Double tap that shit. Like, pow-pow! I got a buddy at work that's a Battlefield fan, and I like to poke fun at him because he hates Call of Duty.
Battlefield?
Yeah, so, you
Who
know.
Who the hell plays that shit? It's not like that's a multi-million dollar making game or anything.
So I like to give him shit. I like Battlefield, too, so it's just like, eh. But I play Call of Duty. He calls Call of Duty like a baby game or whatever. I was like, all right, man, that's just because you suck at it. The people right. that talk shit about Call of Duty are people that suck at it. All right, that's the only people that dog Call of Duty.
I'll tell you right now, the reason I don't like Battlefield is because I don't have the patience for it, and I'm man enough to admit it. It's not the fact that it's a harder game or a better game. It's the fact that it's bullshit, and it takes forever just to do anything in that game.
Right. I think that's why people like Call of Duty more, because it is more arcadey. You're right back into the... Into the action. Right.
It's a lot more faster paced, and the aiming is a lot better in that game. I mean, granted, Battlefield goes for the realism with, like, the bullet drop and everything else. Fuck right. that. If I'm aiming at your head and I pull the trigger, I don't care how far you are, you're going to die. That's all there is to it. If I got my crosshairs on your melon piece and I pull that trigger, you should drop in one shot.
Drop That's, it like it's hot.
I shouldn't have to adjust my aim higher to, you know, compensate for the bullet drop. Fuck that. My bullets are strong enough to penetrate through wind and all that bullshit.
Hell yeah. This video game, this ain't real life.
Right. Realistic experience, I go play paintball